Now, I have been very suspicious of this for, God, it's got to be close to 18 months, I reckon.
Okay. Is this a neighbour that would be listening and knows their neighbours with you?
Well, they're a neighbour, like, they're close enough that we virtually drive past their house every day.
Right, okay.
In our area. And what I reckon would be is if people who live in my neighbourhood are listening to this, mm-hmm. I reckon they would know the place that I'm talking about.
Oh, okay.
Right? Now, let me explain this to you, because it's something that my wife and I talk about often. I have a suspicion that there's a neighbour of ours who won lotto.
Because suddenly there's a 12-story extension on their Southern River property.
Well, just about. So this is what happened. I reckon it was 2 years ago now, maybe a little bit before that. It was a one-story house on the corner of one of the streets near ours. Mm-hmm. And we started noticing scaffolding and stuff going up, and we're like, oh, okay, maybe there's something going on with the roof. And sure enough, there was something going in the roof. They took the whole bloody thing off.
Okay.
I'm like, okay, maybe they're replacing it. Yeah, they did. They replaced it with another entire story.
Okay.
But they didn't just do that. Like, they did a lot of very fancy things. Like, they really polished the place off.
Get these Italian tiles in.
Oh, yeah. Right. Like, we're talking marble from Jerusalem. Like, right, you know, okay. Like, that sort of thing. Yeah. Now, not only that, every time there's like a big, I don't know, like a big annual celebration, like Halloween or Christmas or something. Mm-hmm. This is the house in the street that all of a sudden, the same year that the second story went up, started putting on the big things.
Oh, okay.
Like they were spending a lot of money doing up the house just for that one day of the year.
Uh-huh.
Not only that, there was also a brand new car that appeared out the front. All right, like we're talking like not just a, it might be nice to go get a new sedan or something like that. Like I'm talking, you know, a cracking brand new car. Like they got a car.
Okay,
And I have been suspicious of the fact, my wife's the same, that this family won lotto.
And the thing is, if you won lotto, you probably wouldn't tell people either, but you've got to spread the spend out over a period of time where it doesn't look suspicious. Enough that it looks like you're just getting lots of loans.
Yeah, no, this was not suspicious whatsoever. This was like, once the scaffolding went up around the house, it was like they dropped the cash on everything else at the exact same time. You know what I mean?
I'll tell you what, maybe they've won lotto. I worked with a woman who built a house, and it went from we're just building a small cookie cutter home to like, gee, we're really starting to get this thing starting to really pad out, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And she was getting all these deliveries at work and all these, like, everything was massive and it was all taking off, and she was quite getting a bit braggy really about how fantastic everything at the house was. And we found out years later it was through embezzlement.
Well, that's a little bit different.
Is it lotto? It's lotto, but in inverted commas.
Even Shani, our promotions, wonderful lady who takes care of all the prizes on the show, was saying yesterday that she suspected a friend of hers had won lotto because she reckons that all of a sudden, 1 week, they had a couple of brand new cars and had just purchased a house in City Beach. And, like, knew this friend long enough to know that on the, you know, on the job that she does and the salary she's probably making, that, you know, they're not quite there. But anyway, do you suspect, it could be a neighbour, could be somebody you know, could be a family member. I'd love to hear from you if you know, like, suspect it's a family member. Do you suspect someone you know has won lotto and they've never said anything? Kim in Stratton, what do you reckon?
Hi. I reckon my daughter thought her neighbour had won lotto. They weren't at all rich. They built a two-story house, bought a new house, underground car park. This went over for about 12 months. This house was being built. They introduced themselves, gave her a beautiful Christmas card and everything. And then about 18 months later, there was police everywhere. And they were like, what in God's name is going on next door? And it turns out they had a big marijuana crop growing in the underground car park.
Just setting up a massive grow room downstairs.
Covers
your mortgage though, doesn't it?
There you go. Right, that's one thing. Jade in Booragoon, why'd you suspect your neighbour?
Well, my neighbour would always keep their garage door open and you could see the contents inside, which wasn't a lot. So there were just a few tools and things like that. And then all of a sudden the garage door was just remaining closed.
Ooh.
And it was closed for a couple of weeks. And I thought, oh. But then one day the garage door was open and there's this beautiful red shiny Ferrari in there.
Oh, that's definitely a lotto purchase. Yeah.
Yeah, so that was a bit of a giveaway.
Yeah, and it feels like if you have a Ferrari, it deserves the carport, not just one of those, you know, cheap tarps that you put over the...
Yeah, just outside.
We should probably hide it inside.
David in High Wycombe, you're on the other end of this.
Yeah, I am, yes.
Okay, so, I mean, we're after people who, you know, suspect that somebody they know has won lotto on the reasons why, but you're actually the person that won lotto.
Yeah, lucky enough to win a small one. It was great.
Brilliant. And you don't need to be ashamed of that. It's one of those things where people, I feel like, you know, they don't want people coming for money, but people go, oh, yeah, I won lotto. You don't have to be embarrassed. Good on you. But did you tell people you'd won?
Well, look, we tried to hide it for a little bit and do the smart thing, buy small things in small doses, but our friends switched on pretty quick.
Okay, so... When you say...
You were suddenly serving caviar in your barbecue. Well, like, something's up here, Dave.
What do you mean do small things in, like, do things in small doses? What were the things that you were doing that you were trying to hide?
Well, look, we applied for a bank loan and got shut down, told to come back in a month's time, and our friends knew that. 2 weeks later, we owned a house.
Right, okay. So...
Mate, that's not a small dose.
any other purchases? Like, did you buy a new car? Did you get the boat you always wanted? Was there anything there?
Got the car a few months later and a caravan maybe a few months later than that. So got everything we wanted.
And then what did the mates say when you finally confessed?
Well, they knew something was going on. They just wished that they had known earlier so we could have celebrated a little bit harder.
Yeah,
true.
I guess you sort of keep it a secret for a bit because it's a bit overwhelming.
Of course, yeah.
Mate, that's unreal.
And I suppose in any other circumstance, it's not like people are sitting around talking about their wages and whatever. Like, yeah, you wouldn't normally talk about money with people, so I get why you keep it a secret.
Yeah.
good on you, Dave. Thanks for joining us this Sporty Mate.
Now, Pete, you are a dad. You're a father of three.
Mm. I mentioned that a couple of times, haven't I?
Yeah, well, that, you know, the thing is, that's your life, right? We're honest about our lives.
Actually just my life.
That's the world... We're living in. We get it.
Yeah.
Now, but one of the things that has surprised me, because they're obviously my friends have children. I've got nieces and nephews. You know, I don't have children of my own, but I'm around kids enough.
Mm.
But I think that since being in this job, since working with you, I have learned more about how often kids get sick beyond measure. You know, I get it that kids have always been germy and a bit sick and whatever, but this is, I feel like it's every second day you come in and you're like, one of the kids is sick.
When I have friends of mine who, like, were falling pregnant for the first time, after sort of, you know, 2 or 3 years into us having had our kids, I was like, prepare yourselves. Yeah. Just get ready. By the time you're ready to send it, and then when they say, oh, we're getting ready to send our kids off to daycare for the first time, I'm like, oh, here you go, buddy.
May the immune system be with you.
Yeah, once a week, and then you've got a lot to get through, yeah.
And this is the thing. Kids, I get that. But then this sort of reaches this point as you become older, as you become an adult, that you rarely get sick.
Mm.
And you rarely get sick in the kind of way where you might need to throw up, for example. Now, I'm sorry, I get that it's breakfast time for some of you, right? But the thing is now that when you see an adult being sick, like if you're in public or you're somewhere and you see an adult be sick, you know something's horribly wrong, right? Because it just doesn't happen that often.
Yeah. And well, I can't even tell you the last time I spewed.
No. Can't. That's what I mean. It's like you might go, oh, it could have been a drinking incident, could have been a, you know, but it's a while ago.
I think the last time I did was a drinking incident.
Yeah, right? It's a while ago. It just doesn't happen that often.
Yeah.
But my friend, I mean, I had to giggle. It made me laugh. She was laughing, thankfully. But she's pregnant at the moment, which is great news. But she's become very, very unwell. And she told me the other day she pulled up at the petrol bowser, went to fill up her tank and suddenly went, oh, my God, I'm going to be sick. So she said to me, oh, yeah, I'm really winning at life at the moment. I was sick the other day at the petrol station. And I said to her, oh, cool, did you make it to the bathroom? And she said, oh, no.
Oh, no. Where?
She was sick in the middle of basically where the bucket is that holds the squeegee and the
Please tell me she did it in the bucket.
Not quite the bucket. She said she just missed the bucket. She went for the bin and the kind of plastic area near the bucket.
Oh, that's great.
While a bunch of people were lined up for cheap petrol day.
So everyone, an audience. Awesome.
Everyone's lined up and everyone's watching her throw up. I said, well, fantastic. At least you had the bucket of water right there to cleanse yourself. Gross, right? But she was like, it was so embarrassing. And I get that if I saw that, I would have gone, that poor woman. You know, that poor woman, what a horrible thing to have to go through.
Oh, I think if I'd saw that, I would have spewed myself.
Yeah, well, that's the thing.
Because the kids spewing is like, I've been around it enough anyway, but like kids spew in like a, it's almost a very cute way. Like, no, I'm serious. It sounds a bit weird, like a bit unusual, but I think parents listening who have seen their kids spew, like there's not enough going on, I think, or at least I've never seen it with our kids, there's enough going on to make me physically throw up. But when an adult does it and you see everything come out and the amount that comes out and, you know, like you see chunks.
Stop.
When you see chunks,
stop.
That word in particular, chunks.
We don't need to be that graphic.
That's where I'm like, oh my God, it's going to happen to me too.
We don't need to be that graphic. I just thought it would be really funny. When did a spew sneak up on you? Oh no! Hey, I don't know. Do not need sound effects.
It's just a dude in a hot tub, mate. It's fine.
Do not. In a hot tub?
A hot tub time machine. It is one of the classic spew scenes.
Okay.
It's like projectile vomit.
I'd forgotten about that.
Yeah.
But just, you know, those times where you're out, you're somewhere you wish you weren't, and it just happens.
Mm-hmm.
Brenda in Brookdale, when did a spew sneak up on you?
How you going, guys? About 15 years ago, I had my cousin in the car with his three little ones, three under five. One started vomiting, and now I have a cast iron gut. So I got that child out vomiting on the freeway. The second child started vomiting, got that child out. Third child out, he started vomiting. And then I had to get the father out because he was being sick because the kids were being sick.
So just a good trip on the freeway with a car full of spewers.
Chain of spew.
Great.
Fiona in Camillo, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Did it sneak up on you, Fee?
Yes. A dodgy crab stick did.
Where were you?
I was actually serving a customer in a supermarket
on
the checkout.
Oh, no. On the checkout, did you get a chance to get away?
Well, I called my manager and said, look, can I go to the toilet? And she's like, oh, you've only got 15 minutes left of your shift. You can wait. Yeah, no, it wasn't waiting.
Okay, Fee, you have to give me enough details here. Are we talking on the conveyor belt? Are we like at your feet?
No, luckily it was back with the plastic bags. Luckily, I quickly grabbed one and,
Oh, that's fantastic.
Bye, everybody.
Oh, what did the person you were serving at the time do?
She just looked mortified.
That's all you can do, isn't it? Like, oh, God.
I think everyone secretly, they feel sorry for you. Do you know what I mean? I think when it happens, we all understand it could happen to any of us and we feel sorry.
Hayley in Wanneroo, when did a spew sneak up on you?
So my dog was sick and we had to take him to the vets and he couldn't stop being sick. But then all of a sudden he was sick on my daughter. So she starts dry retching and then she's sick. Then I'm trying to help the vet nurses clean it up and then I'm being sick.
Oh, my God.
Okay, now this is starting to make me feel, you know that feeling in your mouth that you get? Because
what
when
is that?
When
Why
dogs
are we all
get
sympathetic
sick,
spewers?
No, I think this is what, when dogs get sick, like dogs get proper sick. Like the, you know, the, and then the smell, the
Stop
things
it.
That they actually like, because of the stuff they've been eating. And then what
Stop
you
it.
See,
Pete.
Like that.
Pete.
Oh, Hayley.
So gross.
Do we dare? We got another one. Caroline in Perth. Hi.
Hi. Good morning, guys. Love your show.
Still, are you sure, Caroline?
Yeah, absolutely.
Did
I've
a spew sneak up
you.
On you?
Yeah, all right.
On holiday, on a train, believe it or not, going from New Delhi to Agra for a day trip to the Taj Mahal.
Right.
And the previous night's dinner didn't go down. So, without any warning, projectile vomit. I got the lady that was sitting across from us.
Oh, no.
Yeah. It was,
No terrible. Warning, too. I mean, how horrific.
Those trains are packed as well, aren't they?
The particular one we were on was okay. So we had, like, tickets of seats. But the trains do go very fast in India.
Right.
And, between the motion of, you know, the fast-paced train and also dinner not going down, just sitting there, it's like, yeah, up it came.
Oh, that new Delhi belly. Delish.
Yeah, literally Delhi belly, yeah.
Pete, Matt and Kimber know there's more reasons to cheer loud this footy season at Crown.
That was unbelievable.
And right now, it's time to get that West Coast Eagles feeling.
Can you believe this?
Please welcome Oscar Allen.
Oscar!
Morning, how are we?
Good, mate. How are you going?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you.
Yeah, good. Hey, Oscar, we hear you're back in the moon boot. You've gone back into your fashion stakes again.
Yeah, I thought my fashion cred around town was going down, so I thought the best way to get it back up was to put the moon boot back on.
Well, that's the option, right? It's between haircut or boot. But they're obviously a bit worried about you, mate. Like, you know, getting you back in the boot, is it just an extra precaution or you're just not quite ready?
Yeah, it is. It's just an extra precaution. I mean, the club's been great and we've worked really closely working together. What's the best way to get me back out playing footy as quick as possible and in a safe manner? And this is, I guess, the route that the club and I've agreed upon. And hopefully it works out well and I'll be back out there soon.
Hey, Oscar, an 11th debutant for the club. Luke Stranatica will make his way out there rucking this weekend. First game, which is exciting for him, but mate, 11 debutants this year. Can you tell us, give us the update, where's the club at with regards to getting, you know, the major players back into the team?
Yeah, I thought last week was a good stepping stone. We got a lot of senior players and leaders back, but the consistency that we're trying to chase, I mean, every week I think we've had 5 or 6 changes. And of those 11 debutants, I think 7 of them were never on our list to start the season. So
it's definitely
interesting. But it's exciting for them as well. They get an opportunity to play AFL footy. And the man who's debuting on the weekend, Luke Stranatica, he actually spent some time at Fremantle as well. Didn't make it, went back into the waffle, applied his craft and got an opportunity. So another really great lesson of resilience and sticking to the task and what you can achieve.
Oscar, forgive me if this question is stupid.
Great start.
Do you all train together? I mean, you've obviously got your main players. You've got your debutants. They're sitting around. I feel like, have they been rocking up to hundreds of rehearsals and learning all of the lines? It's like, you know, they're the understudy ready to go. So they do have a great opportunity, but are they there for everything and they know all of the play?
Yeah, they are. So to start the week at least, everyone's together, and then towards the end of the week, we might split up a couple of meetings for just the guys that are playing on the weekend, and maybe the guys who are playing waffle footy are in a separate meeting.
Right.
But guys who are in rehab and aren't training all the time with the playing group, they're probably not spending as much time in those meetings or with those people because they've got their own commitments they need to get to. So short answer, yes, mostly.
Hmm.
Oscar, Luke, Adam Simpson, sorry, was talking about how, you know, he got Luke up and, you know, was just sort of interviewing him in front of the team and they were talking about his life and his family and his motivations and so on and so forth and then dropped on him, oh, by the way, you're playing this week, which was, you know, just must have been an amazing moment for him and quite a shock and surprise. Do you remember how it was delivered to you the first time you were told that you're going to play a senior game for the Eagles?
I do, actually. I mean, I must not have been as much of a certainty to play as Luke where they can tell him in front of the whole group. I think I came in because maybe Josh Kennedy might have been injured back when I was 18, and the teams get announced at about 4:15, 4:20 on a Thursday, and it was 4:10, and I have a phone call from Adam Simpson. I thought, oh, I've stuffed something up. Like, I've missed a training set. I've missed something. And I answered the call, and he said, congratulations, you're playing. Hung up the phone, and I just started, like, yelling around the house, forgetting that the only person in the house was my little sister, who was studying for a Year 12 exams at the time. So I celebrated with her. But, yeah, I definitely wasn't told Thursday or Wednesday before the game. So I probably didn't think I was going to play, to be honest, but it was a great moment. I mean, it's kind of a acknowledgement of for most of us, what you've contributed a huge part of your life to do, really.
Unreal, mate. It's so cool. Well, look, we look forward to the game. Obviously, it's Port Adelaide. Big task. They welcome back Brownlow medalist Ollie Wines back into the fold as well. But, yeah, we'll be cheering from the sidelines, mate. Good luck.
Thank you. We need it. Thanks, guys.
Man, I have come across, without a doubt, and this is for you listening right now in particular, if you're like, oh, my God, thank God it's Friday. You know, it's these short weeks, even though they are short weeks.
Oh, my God, what a blessing it's been.
It's been a blessing, how they can sometimes feel longer because they are short?
Yes.
If that makes sense. Yeah. Like, you know, you're like, oh, I've only got 4 days to get through this week, but... oh, my God, they've taken their while to get there.
Mm.
And then we have another long weekend anyway. So this one is for you feeling like that waking up this morning, right?
Okay.
Just a little bit of a laugh. I like to troll the twits.
Yes.
I'm on the Twitter and something popped up which just had me in fits, in particular because the three kids that I have, our middle one, the character,
mm-hmm.
I've spoken to you often about. In fact, I played you a little bit of the conversations that I have with the character the other day, if you remember.
Oh, hey, baby.
Mm.
How was kindy today?
Pencil.
Oh, that's nice. Now, who'd you play with?
Poo farts.
So, Poppy, did you play with Poppy?
7.
Did you do any art? You like art?
I did. Poo bums.
Right, so that's the general sort
I know
of conversation.
The level she's at. Yeah.
Exactly, right. So, this made me laugh because I'm like, clearly the person who is writing this Twitter account has a 3-year-old. So, this Twitter account is called Kids Write Jokes.
Great.
And if you want to check it out, you can go to Twitter. You can check out at Kids Write Jokes. I'm going to tell a few of them to you this morning.
Are they actual jokes that kids have come up with?
Yes.
Excellent.
Legitimately. Or it's one dude with a 3-year-old.
Okay.
Right? Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Make me.
Make me who?
Make me a celebrity who poos everywhere.
That took me by surprise.
This is the best thing.
I don't normally laugh at poo jokes. I'm not a kind of toilet humor person. I find it, when I see it in movies and stuff, I think it's dumb. But that caught me by surprise.
Okay. What's brown and sticky?
A brown stick?
A stick.
Okay, good.
With poo on it. Okay, hang on. How old is a pig who doesn't know you?
How old?
Infinity. This is where it just gets even better. Because if you're a bloke like me who's got kids around that age, you know exactly where these jokes are coming from.
Stupid.
What do elephants use for lipstick?
What?
A. Custard.
Oh.
Yeah.
Just A. Custard.
Yeah. There was a cop who liked to eat cheese and his friend saw him. What was the name they gave him? Cheese Cop.
Oh, my God. I actually want to see that film. It's like Step Aside RoboCop. I want to meet Cheese Cop.
Cheese Cop. How are the seagull and the beagle friends?
How?
They rhyme. This is a good one here. A cat crossed a road. I don't have anything else. One more here.
Yeah.
Knock, knock. Ho's there. It is me. It is who now? It me. What? What am I here for? I forgot. Well, go away because I'm going to the shop. Can I come? No. I will be not annoying.
Whoa. I mean, look, I'm not going to lie. I actually really enjoyed those. I don't know if it's because there's not enough oxygen in my head because I can't breathe in the city right now. But I loved it.